Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, guys, let's get rolling now. It's time for the Best of Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending your jokes in this week to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Here's joke of the week number one. My girlfriend said that I should treat her like a princess, so I sold her off to a complete stranger in order to strengthen our alliance with Sparta. Too bad. Here's joke of the week number two. I saw an audiologist yesterday, Dave, but I'm going to go get a second opinion. I mean, seriously, why on earth would I need a heron egg? What am I going to do with a heron egg?
Yeah.
Joke of the week number three, please.
We start today with a sad story. After 30 years of marriage to Florence, Jim the plumber has decided to leave his wife. The note on the table simply read, "It's overflow."
Joke of the week. That's so stupid, but isn't that the essence of this little bit? Joke of the week number four.
Walking home late last night, Dave, I passed a slice of apple pie, and then a hot fudge sundae, and then a lemon cheesecake, and I thought to myself, these streets are strangely deserted tonight.
Joke of the week number five.
You know what, Dave? All this talk lately, I'm thinking about getting into politics myself.
Are you insane? Have you lost your mind? Are you stupid?
Those are requirements, right?
Joke of the week number six.
Hey, Dave, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile crashed on I-294 yesterday.
Yeah, I tried to get a close-up view when I drove by it, but it was too crowded.
We're going to do some of these, so just bear with us, okay? I hear the driver will get charged with a missed wiener.
I think he was running late and may have been trying to catch up.
You think if you're that Wienermobile driver, Dave, this is the worst thing that could possibly happen.
Hey, John, if they make a move...
We could do a lot more of these.
Yeah, no.
But we're sparing you, so just relish this last one, and then we'll move on. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, John, if they make a movie about this, do you think it would win an Oscar? Meyer?
I don't think we spared anybody. Here's joke of the week number seven.
Guy walks up to a counter and says, "Can I get a hot dog?" The lady behind the counter says, "Sir, this is a library." The guy goes, "Oh, can I get a hot dog?"
Joke of the week number eight.
My wife and I started role-playing in the bedroom. Her favorite is the sexy librarian bit, where I have to sit quietly in the corner while she reads a book.
That's not what I had in mind. Here's joke of the week number nine.
Guy walks into a bar and says, "Do you serve crabs here?" Bartender says, "Oh, we serve everybody."
We had a bunch of these. Here's number 10.
Guy walks into a bar owned by horses. Bartender says, "Hey, why the short face?"
Love that one. Here's number 11.
Two conspiracy theorists walk into a bar. You can't tell me that's a coincidence, man.
Yes, I can. Joke of the week number 12.
Hey, Andy, yesterday we had the story of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, which overturned on I-294.
Well, obviously that driver couldn't cut the mustard.
Do you think he was hot-dogging it?
You want me to be frank?
I think so, yes.
Well, I'll tell you tamale.
He did not. Here's joke of the week number, what are we on here? 13 already.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur, in a silent role, will portray a teenaged male praying mantis, and John Williams will star as the father of a female praying mantis, whom Andy has come to the door to pick up for a date.
What?
In the following...
No, I got it. Okay, here's my line. Have her home by 10, young man, and you'd better have your head still fully attached. It's almost a smarty pants joke.
All right, joke of the week number 14.
President Lincoln was approached by a woman after a political speech. She said, "If you were my husband, I would poison your tea." And Lincoln replied, "If you were my wife, I'd drink it."
Wow. All right, we randomly selected the name of Al Wilson as the winner of the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Al, our friend Marlene, will reach out to you soon. But right now, Steve Alexander, what was the joke of the week?
It's overflow.
Andy Mazur says...
I'm in, overflow.
Really? Bobby K?
I liked Treat Her Like a Princess.
I like that one too, but I think I'm going to go with the conspiracy theorists walk into a bar. Producer Pete, where are you?
Overflow.
Overflow. Hey, you know what that means? three of us have voted for it. That's a majority. Nice. So that person will earn a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Al Wilson, randomly selected. Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com.